the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, it's a special one where I'm actually interviewed by somebody else for a change and as a guest on their podcast, which is always very nice. And in this podcast, I'm basically asked about the one thing that you need to do every day to be successful. Now, obviously, I always struggle with just one thing because to be successful, it takes more than just one thing, obviously. So I give several things to do every day to be successful. So without further ado, here's the podcast with my good friend, Jason Strachan.
Hey there, and welcome to the Daily Profit Podcast. Today I have a very special guest for you today, Daniel Latto, and he is the host of the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, and we have a really, really great call in store for you today. Daniel, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me on the call today.
Hey Jason, hope you're well. Thank you for having me on. It's a real pleasure. I know we've got a ton of content that people are going to absolutely adore today. So thanks for letting me share what I've got to say.
No problem at all. So the one thing that we're focusing on today, guys, the one thing that will give you the daily profit that you need to increase your business and achieve your goals, and something that Daniel is a true expert and example of, is this I'm going to give you right now. The big secret of them all. And if you're a solo professional of any kind, you're going to love this. And it is this. How to make clients chase you. How to make them chase you and throw money at you. That's what you're going to get in this call today. And what Daniel has done, Daniel has built a business basically where he can spend all his time chilling out in Spain. He's just told me he's just out playing basketball, got back, having videos shot of him. You know, he's living the life, spending time with kids, spending time with wife, and still making an amazing income. And we're going to delve into his mind and find out how he does that. So Daniel, break it down. How did you create this lifestyle? How do you make clients chase you?
Well, there's a couple of things, a couple of steps that I need to point out first. So the first one is that I know like people like Gary Vaynerchuk and Grant Cardone, they talk about hustle yes. all the time and hustle, hustle, hustle. And they're putting in 18, 28-hour days. There isn't even 28 hours in a day, but they'll do it. And it's like, that's fine, but how are your relationships going on? How's your relationships with your kids getting along? Mm. How's your health? Gary Vaynerchuk does look tired all the time, it has to be said. And look, if that works for Gary, then that's fine. But that it definitely doesn't work for me. I'm quite lazy. I'm quite happy being lazy. I'd like to get lazier. But I also, more importantly, I want to live the life that I decide on my terms, not that's on somebody else's terms. And this whole idea about hustling all the time, I think it's fine to a certain extent to just get you started. But after a while, you're just going to end up burnt out. And that's not what I wanted. So, like you mentioned that we've just been to the basketball court, and we have. I've just got a new guy starting work for me. He's my videographer, and I've got a full-time videographer now. It sounds all very weird saying that. But it was a plan that we laid out 6 months ago that's what we wanted to achieve. And the reason we wanted to achieve that, so we went down to a basketball court, which is part of my daily routine. I like to go down. It helps me keep fit. I shoot some hoops. I come out with some great ideas. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we actually filmed some of these ideas? And that's exactly what we did. So we went to a basketball court. And you can hear me, I'm starting to breathe heavy because I've not been for a little bit because it's been over summer and we're taking some time off. But I'm starting to breathe heavy and you can hear me getting out of breath. And I'm missing the shots. And I'm like, guys, this is where most people give up. You know, where most people, they miss the opportunity and so they give up. Mm. And it's like, if you don't take the shots, you're never going to hit the opportunity anyway. And so that was the lesson that I was teaching for people on my podcast. Mm. And so being able to combine me being able to go out and shoot hoops, and also we did some filming in the car on the way in. We got some real gold stuff, content came out from that. But actually doing that as part of my lifestyle, mm-hmm. I mean, how awesome is that? And it's really easy to do. And people like this authenticity. Mm-hmm. So, like I was talking about Michael Jordan, who's a great mentor, really, like everybody's mentor, I think, from a success point of view. But and I was talking about how his mindset would shift as soon as he stepped on court. And that's what I was trying to get across. Mm. And so I was like, well, if I could show people how to do this and it be authentic, that would do a number of things. The first thing it does is it shows my authenticity. Yeah. That's number one. The second thing it does is people go, hang on a minute, he's doing it, what day is it? It's Tuesday today, right? So he's like, he's doing this on a Tuesday morning. What about work? I'd like to be able to do this on a Tuesday morning as well and not be tied down. That's what people want to see. And so in amongst all of that, as well as the metaphor for what we're doing, which is about you don't have to go and work 18-hour days, you can do what you normally do but get the content out of that and then distribute it. And so this is the key in getting your clients chasing you, is you've got to have a ton of content, good quality content that people want to listen to.
Okay, just so we can have some, give the audience some background on you in case they haven't encountered you before. What exactly is your business model? So they can, what exactly is it that you do?
And so, yeah, perfect. So I'm 44 years of age. I now live in Spain. I've lived in Spain for 3 years. I'm married, got a little girl who's 2 years of age. My wife is English and we moved out here 3 years ago. So I'm from Leeds originally, which if you can't tell from the accent, then that's where it's from. And I've kept the accent. I'm quite proud of the accent to some extent anyway. I sound quite northern. And we moved out here because we wanted a different life for ourselves, and we wanted a baby, and we wanted a different lifestyle for the child as well. And that's exactly what you got when you move to Spain. Everybody stays up late. It's sunny all the time. We go swimming up at night time under the moonlit sky. I mean, Jason, it is everything everybody ever dreams of and more. Okay. And so, but I also have two children who live in the UK. So I get on a plane and I fly back every other weekend to go see them. So I literally travel 4,000 miles a month to see my children, which is awesome. And I'm really proud of that fact, by the way. And it's a great example as to what lifestyle you can create when you stop saying all the reasons why you can't do something and instead start asking, how can I do something? So one of the reasons why I can do it is for the last 17, 18 years, I've been investing in property. Okay. In the UK. So I made an awful lot of money, like 100K a year between the ages of, I don't know, 28 and 30. I put that money into property. Property grew. I bought more of it. That generates a cash flow that creates this lifestyle. But the key lesson here is that when you get really good at business and you start generating wealth, and I'm using the wrong word, when you start generating cash, you have to move that cash, not into Porsches and Ferraris and into, you know, £5,000 holidays. You've got to move that into an asset that will generate income. Yeah. And for me, that was property. And so to this day, you know, we close clients, for example, which is part of our job as a coach, and we help clients find more clients. But when we close those clients, we don't spend it on Ferraris and Porsches. That money goes into a pension. It goes into buying more property. And the more property we have, the more cash flow we earn every single month. And so that, for me, was the number one thing. I hated work. I hated my boss. I hated that stuff, right? You know, like, we always get bosses and we're always crap and they never know what we're doing. We have these really crazy ideas that never work. And I hated it and I wanted to leave that. And so every single penny that I got, I put into buying property. And that's what got us here. And now to accelerate that, we help other business owners do what we do. And so there's two steps to it. Well, actually, there's three steps to it. The first step is to cut your costs. So we've got a spreadsheet where we cut everything down. Everything's got a budget. I've got a coffee budget, for example. I like coffee and I like getting coffee from around the world and just tasting different stuff. So we've got a coffee budget, right? That's whatever it is that you like to do, have a budget for it. But I can't spend any more than that. Even if I see a coffee I really want, I can't do it. I have to wait till next month.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be disciplined.
Disciplined. God, honestly, so many people are so undisciplined. Like, I know, for example, it's like the 3rd or 4th of October today, but I know I can pull up a spreadsheet and I know how much money I'll have left at the end of this month. Because I've got a budget that'll tell me that. But that's step one, is cut your costs. Step two is generate your cash, and this is where you want clients chasing you. I'm going to talk about how we do that soon. Okay. But having clients chase you means that you never have to chase them, you never pick up the phone, because the person who picks up the phone first loses.
Okay, I think that's it. Now, just so we can comb in on that a bit, in the early days, when you were starting out, how did you discover this mentality of getting clients to chase you? Did you immediately establish that at the beginning of your business? Did you immediately make clients chase you, or did you prospect? Did you pick up the phone and call?
Yeah, dude, I prospected like everybody else did, and I did it in just like everybody else did. What? And I tell you what, the trigger for me was when I was working for a computer company down in Bristol, and I moved there to live there for a year. And then I got headhunted, as it happens, and I got offered a job at Dell Computers over in Bracknell. So I moved there, And the difference I found when I was working for the first computer company, you'd phone a prospect up and you'd be like, I'm Dan, I'm calling from XYZ Computers. And they go, who? I'm Dan, I'm calling from XYZ. I'm going, never heard of you. Just, so, you know, I get five of these calls a day. Yep. Couldn't get in anyway. And then when I went to work for Dell, and I go, hi, my name's Dell, I'm calling from Dell. My name's Dan, I can't remember my own name. My name's Dan, I'm calling from Dell Computers. I'd be like, great, yeah, what can I do for you? I'd like to come and visit you. Perfect, when? And it would be so much easier getting in a foot in the door to go see someone because of you work for Dell. Everybody would speak to you if you work for Dell.
Yeah.
And it's like that idea of becoming a micro celebrity, or like for Dell, is a, you know, Michael Dell at the time, going back 20 years, was a big celebrity, 15 years as it happens. And so that was the trigger. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could raise my profile? Mm. And then people would automatically know who you are. So, like, I don't carry business cards. Mm. People go, have you got a business card? And I'm like, when someone asks me that question, I know I've not quite got to where I want to get to. Because you want to walk into a room where everybody knows who you are.
Okay.
So, and that's really difficult to do. That's like almost perfection. So that will take an awful lot of work for me to get out there. But one of the ideas about being a micro celebrity, so like you could go to a skating seminar, and the guy on stage is, who's a really famous skater? I can't think of his name. Anyway, let's say you've got the really famous skater and everybody rushes to the front because they all want to get the picture with him. That guy could go and get on a bus and nobody would recognize him. That's the micro celebrity that we're talking about. So like in property, for example, lots of people know who I am because we do property coaching, and they do that because we've got the podcast. We've had tens of thousands of downloads. We're up to 70,000 video views on the website. So we create this micro celebrity. It's a lot easier for people for me to close business, to close coaching clients when people know who you are. And in fact, one of the questions we ask people on our strategy calls, I will say, have you heard the podcast? And they will go, no. And I go, okay, you need to listen to them and come back. Because I know we won't close those people. Whereas when we ask the next guy or girl and go, have you heard the podcast? We go, yeah, I've heard all of them. But they will buy all day long because they already know who we are.
Why do you think that's do you think it's because of the know, like, and trust you factor, the fact that they can get familiar with you, they know what you're about, they're kind of pre-sold then?
Pre-selling. If you can pre-sell, in fact, there's a new book out from the guy who did The Powers of Persuasion, whose name also escapes me.
Giardini,
Yeah, that's it. So he's actually got something, a book out called Pre-Sales or Persuasion, he's called it. And if you can set up prospects to already know who you are, what you're about, but you can actually already get them the result that they desire. We get clients coming through and we go, where do I sign up? And I'm like, dude, you don't know how much it is? And they're like, I don't care.
That's the dream, isn't it? That's the target. You want to get, that's where you want to get to with your marketing.
And so the key is video and podcasts, articles and images. So we release one article a day. We release one or two images every single day. We release three, sometimes more podcasts every week. And now we've got our new video guy. Like at the basketball court, off this one session, we've probably got five or six videos out of that. Okay. We've probably got three or four podcasts out of that.
Okay, so go back a minute, Daniel. So how many videos do you release every day?
Well, that's about to change. So, like, the last video I did was a couple of days ago. We probably did two or three. The video before that was about 3 months ago because we took some time off. Okay. But interestingly, over the last two or three months, in fact, in between July and August when we took that time off, because we had all these videos and podcasts already out there working for us, we closed five clients who paid between £2,500 and £5,500 each.
Oh, okay.
And that's me taking time off. Because the assets that we have, we call them marketing assets, are already out there. We've got video assets working for us. We've got audio assets, i.e. podcasts working for us. And I'm sat on the beach. Dude, I'm sat on the beach and money's coming into the account. And so now we've got our new video guy. We might release two or three videos. I was listening to Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone in his book, Be Obsessed, his latest book, talks about on Twitter, he releases content every 6 minutes.
Every 6 minutes.
Okay. I mean, that's mental. Right? That's crazy. That's like, but he's got a whole team of people that will create images for him and content for him. And this becomes the difficulty, is that when you're a solopreneur or there's a small team of people, how do you do
that? Yes, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to tell you. So you're in the right place. So this is what you do. You create a video. from that video, you can extract the MP3 and upload that as a podcast.
Okay.
So what I like the idea of doing is creating the content once and then let somebody else. So I'm the talent, if you like. I'm the guy on the podcast. I'm the guy in front of the camera. Now I've got this new guy starting work for me. He's working full time, so he will do all the editing and then upload it onto YouTube and so on and podcasts and so on. But also out of that, we'll extract an article,
okay,
which gets published onto WordPress, and then it automatically goes out to LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. There's a little plugin that we use for that. And then off that, we'll create images. As Paul's writing up the article, we'll create images. Now, obviously, not everybody has a Paul, the name of my guy. Not everybody has that. And so to begin with, just create one thing every day. So create one image.
Yep. And you hear that, guys? This is relating to the one thing you need to do to profit. So the one step-by-step action you're going to take from this call is just to create one piece of new content every day. Yeah, so carry on, Daniel.
Dude, honestly, that one piece of content, you've got to be seeing, because the way that Facebook works and the algorithms is that only about 6 or 7% of people that will actually see what you've posted anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no, I mean, there is such a thing as overposting, but different people see different stuff. So if you're not posting enough, nobody sees it, like 6%. So what's the point?
Yes.
And I've got this little sort of idea about, you know, everyone talks about getting an email address, get an email address, but only 20% of emails are opened anyway. Mm. So whilst, yes, that's admirable, they are on email, but they're also on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, all of these podcasts, iTunes. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. We had a client, and he found us on a Friday night, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He found us on iTunes. He then found me on YouTube, watched a video, talked about overwhelm. That video has only had about 120 views. It's not a massive video. Mm-hmm. He then booked in a strategy call for the next morning, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, because that was the only time, because we had clients coming out to the Villa here in Spain, which is really cool, by the way. He booked in by 11:30, $5,500 in the account.
Wow, okay.
All of that was because we created podcasts, he saw a video, and our sales process that we have in place, we've got a set process. Mm. So all of that is in place, and it's automatic. This is why we're able to close 5 clients over 2 months without doing any work at all and taking time off, because we've got a set process in place.
Okay. So the content would say your podcast goes out, your videos go out, or they do all the pre-selling for you, and then every video and every podcast lead back to a request for a strategy session where they can then request to sit down and discuss their problems with you and then sign up and
Pretty much. There's a set process for doing that. There's a set conversion process for someone who comes through the funnel on iTunes or watches a video. They can sign up for a strategy session. We have the session. There's a set process within that. That's a sales conversion process. That's not even salesy. They make the decision. We don't do any hard closes, any hard sales. We don't do any of that stuff. But I'll tell you the biggest mistake that people make as well is that the call to action in a video is buy my stuff. Mm. Or the call to action in a podcast is buy my stuff. Or the call to action in an article or an image is buy my stuff. And it's wrong. Mm. That's not, in the 21st century, in 2016, which is when we're recording this, that's not what people want. People don't want to be sold to anymore. Mm. They want to buy. They don't want to sell. Mm. Be sold to. And so in the podcast, like in this podcast, we might have a call to action. Are you ready for it? Mm. So the call to action is, if you want to find out more, go to the website, fill in a strategy form, let's get 45 minutes on the phone. That's the call to action, right? But the call to action isn't buy my stuff.
Mm.
Because people go running 1,000 miles the other way. That's not what we want people to do. Yeah. We want people to sign up for the podcast, listen to us. Because they will make their own decision.
Yeah.
When we reach enough trigger points that is affecting that client. So let's say we've got a client, and like we specialize in helping people get to the £100,000 mark for coaches, okay? Specifically, which is usually men between the ages of 34 and 50. That's my avatar. Yep. They want what I've got. They want the lifestyle. They want to go to the basketball court during the day and so on. So that's why we do lots of content that displays that. They then come through. And so that works very, very well for us in the content that we put out. Now, like, I could do content doing flower arranging, okay? But that doesn't fit into what my avatar wants.
Yes.
So unless you've matched up the content to what your ideal client wants, that's not going to work.
Yeah, it'd be a total disconnect.
Totally different. So, like, we went paddleboarding for a paddleboarding lesson, and we didn't film it. And, looking back, I really missed the fact that we filmed that. Because, like, if you're a guy between 30... How old are you, Jason?
I'm 34.
34, perfect. So you're right, just beginning the avatar journey for us, right? Like, how would, if you and I went paddleboarding, how would that sound? Awesome?
Awesome, very awesome.
Right, so like you slap bang, that's what people want, and so that's what we display because that's the sort of lifestyle that you want. How would you feel if you took your kids paddleboarding?
Even more awesome.
Right, even more awesome. So we include videos of the kids. We do, for example, we have a little charity thing that we do where we hand out backpacks to homeless people in Leeds, especially as it's coming up to winter and Christmas and so on. And we've got the kids coming out and we film the kids and we talk to them about it and the videos are online. Mm. Would, if your kids went and handed out backpacks to homeless guys, would that make you proud as a dad?
Yeah, very.
We film it because it makes me proud of as a dad. And most guys between 34 and 50, 95% of them would feel proud as a dad. Bear in mind, not everybody's got kids either. So we've got to provide content for those guys between 34 and 50 that haven't got the kids. And that's what we do. So we cover all aspects of that lifestyle, but we can only do that because we understand what our avatar is, who it is, what they aspire to, what they hate. Mm. They hate getting up and going to work for a crappy boss. Mm. So that's what we do, and that's the content that we provide, and that's why we get thousands of downloads on the podcast and thousands of views on 70,000 views on YouTube is phenomenal.
Yeah. But that's the key. So what you're saying is the key to it is you're making clients chase you. First of all, you've got to create content every day. Secondly, you've got to make sure you get inside of your customer. You know exactly who your avatar is. Create the perfect avatar and find out exactly what it is they want. Find out what they're dreaming of. Find out what they hate. So, for example, the way Daniel's describing his avatar, he can't stand his job. He can't stand the fact that he can't spend time with his kids. He can't stand the way he's handcuffed to a lifestyle he doesn't enjoy.
Yeah.
So what Daniel's showing there is showing the way out. He's showing the ideal lifestyle. And that is attracting him like a magnet.
Do you know what? This is the thing, Jason, is that it's totally achievable for people. The problem is that most people have all these mental barriers. Oh, well, it's all right for Dan, but... And it's like, dude, I've got two kids who live in England. And I fly 4,000 miles a month to see my children. If I can do it, anyone can do it. I've got no degree. I've got 5 GCSEs. I'm fairly bright, but I'm probably not the brightest, but I know what to do, how to do it, and how to get results for clients. And that's why people pay me. And if you can do that for your own clients, awesome. The bit that you're letting, that most people are letting themselves down at, is that they've not created enough awareness.
Yeah.
And so we create a whole funnel of awareness so that videos and content all goes out, people get to see you. I was on a training course last week. A guy came up to me from 4 years ago. So the guy comes up to me and he said, Dan, I just want to say thank you. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what have I done? He said, 4 years ago, I was struggling to see my children. And I've gone through that process. It's something that a lot of fathers will go through, unfortunately. I was struggling to see my child and you gave me some words of wisdom on Facebook. And I just want to say thank you. And he gave me this massive hug. And I went, goose pimply. Because I'm like, that's amazing. That piece of content I gave out 4 years ago to help this guy. And I'm like, how's your content with your child? Perfect. Seeing someone else, gets to see his kid every weekend, loves it. And I'm like, that one piece of content changed someone's life right there. And we never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. One thing I want to ask you as well. This is really, really brilliant stuff, by the way. I read this book that had a big impact on me, which was on Daniel Priestley's book.
Become
a Key Person of Influence.
Yeah.
And the crux of that book essentially was to, as someone who wants to dominate the market, write a book. As a business card, as a way to you know, make yourself prominent in the market and kind of be the person that's seeked out for new business opportunities. And what I'm seeing you've been, because you haven't written a book, but you've actually achieved the same thing, but with your podcast and videos.
Do you know why I've not written a book?
Why?
It's what I said right at the start. Too lazy.
Yeah.
It's some one of those that you know you should do, but you know, it's just easier to record a 45-minute podcast than it is to write a book. And yeah, I could take the content from a podcast and get someone to type that up. And you know what? Really, that's what we're going to do next year. But I have issues like everyone else has issues. You have issues like, is it not good enough? What if it's not good enough? Mm. What if my content is just like everyone else's content and it doesn't get results? Even though you know you get results, you get amazing results for clients, you still have those little things that come up. Yeah. And this is also a barrier that prevents people. It's really important that we talk about it because it's a barrier that prevents people from writing a book, doing a podcast, making a video. But I don't like the way I look. Well, that's the way you look. Either change it or deal with it, you know?
I don't like the way I sound. My voice sounds...
Dude, I sound like Northern. I sound like a right Northern monkey. Mm. You know, I've got this twang, I've got this lisp thing that I never knew I had. Well, what, I've sounded like this for 44 years? Good grief. And do you know what? The content overrides how you sound. I did a podcast down at the cafe on the beachfront, and you can hear the Spanish waiters speaking over me. You can hear the beer guy turn up and rolling the barrel, the beer barrel down the thing. And I did a little preamble at the start saying, look, I'm at the cafe. You'll hear people around me, but I've got something I want to share with you, so I hope you don't mind. The very next day, I got an email from a guy saying, that was your best podcast yet. Mm. And we strive for perfection, and people don't want perfection. They want the content.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something else. The content is not what gets people results anymore. It used to be 20 years ago, but these days it's for coaching. I could give away everything that I've got. And I do. I give it away an awful lot in my podcast. But I know people won't get the result because there's no value in content anymore. The value is in getting the result, in the coaching.
Yeah, we're flooded with content and information at the moment. I think that's an issue that people have. They've got too much content, too much information.
Completely. And this is what people go. They go, yeah, but I don't want to give my content away because then I've got nothing left. The value is in getting the result, not giving the content. I could give a cure for cancer and give it to 100 people, 5 people would use it. 95 people would go, I'll do that next week.
Mm.
That's not where you get the result. The result is, let me coach you through that cure, or suddenly you get 100 out of 100. Mm. That's the difference right then. So don't let these little barriers stop you. This is really the one thing that I'm trying to get through here. Mm. You know, how you sound, how you look is completely irrelevant. Mm. The content, to some extent, is even irrelevant. It's about getting your message out there and creating awareness so that people can understand what you're about. You've also got to give the value, so to some extent the content is valuable as well. But dude, this morning I'm shooting basketball hoops. Mm. I'm missing some, and so I miss some, and that gives me an opportunity about giving up, because I'm tired, and you can hear me breathing on the video because I'm getting tired, and I'm like, I just want to give up, but I got to hit 20 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could have just given up, but when I play the game later tonight, I won't do very well. But and so you can create. Even though I missed the shot, that ideally I had a point to make and I wanted to hit the shot in order to make the point. I missed, so I came up with another point. It doesn't matter.
That's the idea of creating it every day. It doesn't even matter if you create a piece of content and it's crap one day. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because...
Go again.
It's authentic. Yep. Nobody's perfect. Mm. If you go back to my very first videos 5 years ago, good grief, they are shocking. Look at Grant Cardone's videos from 5 years ago. He's a terrible.
Mm.
Look at his videos now. He's got a whole studio set up. He looks amazing. Yeah. But it puts people off. I didn't do it very well, so I won't do it.
Mm. I think that's a big, big, big factor that puts a lot of people off. They set the barrier way too high in their minds. Of what they should be. And when in essence, you know, if they just produce content every day, some will be okay, some will be all right, and eventually, and some will be absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of producing it every day.
And I tell you what as well, some content that you think is the worst content is the best, most relevant content for that one person. Yeah. So that video where the guy paid the next day had 119 views on it, and it's a video about how to deal with overwhelm. Mm. So out of 119 views, we had one guy that paid $5,500 because that hit him exactly where he was in pain. Mm. And we spoke to him just a few days ago. He did a year's worth of mentoring, which he finished maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and we're just following up with him. Mm. And he's doing amazing stuff. His whole business has changed because of the mentoring that he got. And all of that happened because he found the podcast. Without that podcast, he wouldn't have signed up. His life wouldn't have changed. And it's the same for your clients. And for those people listening, it's the same for your clients. Like, people go, yeah, but I can't do a podcast. What can I do a podcast at? I'm a butcher. What can I do a podcast about? Well, you could do a podcast on how to cook a T-bone steak and with onion rings and make it the best T-bone steak ever. Yeah. You could do that, and all the ingredients, and you could cook it, and you could have the sound of it cooking. Mm. And people would like if you just imagine that sound right now, like my mouth's watering right now. Mm. So that would be an awesome podcast to do.
Yeah, it would. There's so many ways to do it. I think
so many ways.
I think the key value that I'm getting from what you're saying here, Daniel, is that for the people listening, if your take on it, your personal opinion, that's the uniqueness about the way you express your opinion on your subject matter.
Oh, yes, completely.
That is the goal.
Because people go, it's like, so let's say you've got 10 pieces of content, it's all exactly the same. But let's say you've got Donald Trump presenting one of those pieces of content compared to the other nine. Who do you think we're going to remember?
Yeah, exactly.
And love or hate Donald Trump. There's no discounting Donald Trump, regardless of whether you think he's one crazy madman who is just a month away from hitting that red button, sending us all to oblivion, or if you think he's going to turn the world around, everything's going to be great. He stands out, and you can think of some amazing people, some amazing speakers who are not very nice people at all, like in history, and yet they've changed the nation. They've convinced the nation to go to war, like Hitler, for example, like he could speak. And that's amazing, right? Just think about that. And we let people like that get into power simply because of their ability to get his content, his vision of the world out there. That's how he rose to power. And then we get someone else like Martin Luther King. And the way that he gets content out.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. He can change the world through non-violence. And it's phenomenal. And then you get you or I. And what are we going to do? Oh, well, we're nobody. Like, Martin Luther King was a nobody. When he first started, he changed the nation.
Yeah.
That is the power of you getting your content out there, or not.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's the one thing, is it is the key to making clients chase you.
It is.
All right. I think we can call it a wrap there. This has been an amazing call.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason. I love coming on. I love getting out my content and having the opportunity to share it with your listeners. I really appreciate you asking me to come on.
No problem. I really, really appreciate it. I know that everyone listening to this has got some amazing value from it. Just so we've got some way of getting in touch with you, how does anyone listening who's been impressed with your content and your story, how do they actually get in touch with you if they're interested in working with you?
So they can just go to my website, which is Daniel Latter, LATTO. .co.uk, so it's daniellatto.co.uk. Do search for me on iTunes. I'm all over the place. Just type my name in Google, you find me. Join me on Facebook, join me on Twitter, join me on LinkedIn, and it'd be great to hear from you. Let me know what you heard. Let me know what you enjoyed. Let me know what you disagree with. Let me know where you need help. I'm an open book. I'm always happy to help people as much as possible. But just hit me up on my website.
That's fantastic. And I'll put a link right below the podcast where everyone will have that, no problem at all. But again, thank you very much, Daniel. The brilliant podcast. And
thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.